This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a new statue that will be joining Statuary Hall at the U.S. Capitol. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really isn't like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on ChristianBooks.com or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is SteveStrangBooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing, and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word in this for this very important election. God bless you.
In a time when statues are being forcibly torn down by the mob, there is a new statue that has been commissioned to replace a controversial figure in the United States Capitol's Statuary Hall. There are 100 people honored in Statuary Hall, two from each state, and the states decide who they want to represent them in the hall. North Carolina has been represented by statues of former governor, U.S. Senator, and Confederate military officer Zebulon Vance, as well as Charles Ayok. Ayok was one of the masterminds of the race riot and coup, where a local government made up of black Americans was overthrown and replaced by white officials. The statue of Ayok will be replaced by one of the most beloved North Carolinians. The new larger-than-life statue to represent North Carolina will be of the evangelist Billy Graham. A North Carolina legislative committee approved a scale model of the new statue, and now sculptor Chaz Fagan will begin on the full-sized 10-foot, 10-inch project. He will first create it in clay, and once approved, it will be cast in bronze. Billy Graham's son, Franklin, reported that he has seen a rendering of the statue modeled after how his father looked in the 1960s. He will be preaching and holding a Bible. Franklin said, "My father would be very pleased that people thought of him in this way, but he would want people to give God the glory and not himself." Former State Senator Dan Sochik has been calling for a statue of Billy Graham to represent North Carolina since 2015, even before the evangelist passed away. He argued that, "From a Christian religious point of view, Billy Graham is an undeniable worldwide icon, and that for 60 years, Graham has been among the top 10 most admired people." The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, in partnership with the state, will raise money for the statue creation and installation without using state funds. General Counsel for the state's Legislative Service Office, Garrett Demond, said that, "Congress knows we're replacing the statue of Ayok. I think we'll get approval quicker than you normally would, given what's going on in our country. In a time where people are very divided and so easily offended, and people are calling for a revolution, the words of Billy Graham's January 2, 1955, The Hour of Decision message ring even more true today. The regeneration of the individual is more needed than the revolution of society. If we really want to change society, we must seek for Christ to regenerate us as individuals first." Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every day. This is John. God bless you.